would have a people that will be, he will impart himself that they will know. He knew it, and we will know that we are just like our Father God. And all of his wisdom, all of his attribute, and all of his kindness and grace and mercy and power. And he have given us an avenue. He has given us access into this grace. That's what Romans said. We have access by faith into this grace. He have given us access into it. But many stand and look at the access and won't enter in. And this is not to condemn you, but I'm encouraging you. You got to get the blindness off and forget about yourself and stop feeling guilty and get that guilt off you. And what you won't deal with, it won't leave you. I'm going to say it again. What you won't deal with, it'll hold you in bondage. And Satan, the devil, and all of his, what he used. When I first started that prayer line, I felt like 1,700 food. Y'all look at me, I did. Sometimes my flesh just dreaded to do it. I said, shut up, I'm going to pray. What you doing it for? I ain't doing no good no way. Shut up, I didn't ask you. Here it is some years later. I'm saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I ain't just lying to you people. Thank you, Jesus. My God, some stuff has happened on the inside of me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm hearing things from the Holy Ghost. I'm hearing things. I'm seeing things in the Word. I ain't never seen it before. But what if I stayed back there? Then I couldn't preach it to you, but I'm going to preach it to you. I couldn't teach you. I can't teach what I don't know. You can't let what you won't deal with, it will hold you. It will always be there. So I made up my mind. I'm pressing my way through. Sometimes I felt foolish. Lord God, I shouldn't have said that. You don't think I gave a word and the devil said, boy, you missed it. You look like a fool saying that. And I have missed it. I don't care. I got back up and got at it again. Because I'm after the deep things of God. I'm after the deep things of God. I know there's more. I know there's more. I know there is more. And I'm going for it. Yes. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to let my flesh, I'm not going to let anybody else. I appreciate you. I love you. I will encourage you. But I am not going to stop digging in this word. I found a gold mine. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And Paul found this. He separated himself for a space of time. And he said, no man taught me this. I got this from God by direct revelation. He said, even if an angel appeared to you and preached something else to you, he lying because I know what I got from God. And when you spend enough time with the Lord, you know him, you know him. His word, my friend. Take you past all other opinion, all shame, all whatever. It'll take you past that, and those things won't matter one bit to you. Because I'm hungry for you, Lord. You won't mind spending hours in prayer. I'm moving on up. Sometimes I told you, driving back and forth to go down to Vaughn to hunt, which is it's under 2 hours, about an hour and I can drive an hour and 45 minutes if the police let me. But it's about highway 50, something like that. If I can get by, you know, I can drive it. But I would spend all that time praying in the Holy Ghost. Almost 2 hours driving. And the Lord had been telling me, you need to go on further, son. Need to go on further. And I spent some hours in prayer. Oh, my Jesus. What is this? So we can see. How can I say that, Lord? So we can see how one we are with the Lord by divine revelation, not just by words I'm speaking. That whoever Jesus is, I am. Whoever Jesus is, you are. We are his body. And we are expected and we should do exactly what he did or what he's doing. Because what he did on earth, he said for us to go do it. And we can do it. So let me read on. I got about 1 minute. I'm going to borrow. And I'll take the rest of them. He said, Verse 8. I'll read verse 8 again. To me, though I am the very least of the saints, all the saints, God's people, this grace which is undeserved was graciously given to proclaim to the Gentile the good news of this incomprehensible riches of Christ, that spiritual wealth which no one can fully understand, and to make plain to everyone the plan of the mystery. To make plain to everyone the plan of the mystery. What is God plan for the mystery? Satan didn't know it, that God was going to bring forth a people that he would be in them like he was in Christ. And that we can do everything Jesus did. Because we're his body. The plan of this mystery, that we will be in this earth and we'll take over. Now watch it, and I'm closing. Regarding the uniting of believers, Jews and Gentiles into one body, which until now was kept hidden from the ages in the mind of God who created all things. This was kept hidden. But in this dispensation, in this time, this is revealed. Jews and Gentiles. See, the Jews, when Jesus came here, the Jews, they were so wrapped up in the law, they didn't recognize that he was the gift from God to bring God and put God on the inside of them. He was talking about God and being manifest in flesh and God bringing life to them. They were so wrapped up in the law, they couldn't hear what he was saying. But oh, Jesus is here now. And this is why you see all this turmoil and division. And all this stuff. And we got to grow up and get past that of animosity between races, between ethnic group, between female and male, between church members and church members, between members and the pastor and the member. And all, we got to get past all that and realize we are one body with Christ. If you're born again, I don't care who you are, you're a child of God. You got to learn. You got to be taught. You got to grow up so you can become fruitful, productive. I get that next time. In the body of Christ, because you got a part to play, only you can do it.